437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got your top three stories, and then we'll get into some audio of Representative Adam Kinzinger. But first, top three stories. New U.S. home listings fell to the lowest level at, basically they fell at the steepest rate, I guess I should say, since the spring of 2020. This is, in other words, people are not listing their homes as much as what they were all the way back then. So that's it's a sharp, like, hey, this might be the end of the kind of craziness that we've been seeing in real estate the last 2 years, almost 3 years. January 6th panel is going to vote on urging the Department of Justice to prosecute Trump on at least 3 criminal charges. And Elon Musk is facing growing anger over the Twitter ban of journalists that he says that they identified his exact coordinates and location and threatened his, which threatened him and his family. All right. So Representative Adam Kinzinger, the Republican congressman from Illinois. Full disclosure, I know Adam. He and I were pretty good acquaintances at one point in time when I lived in Illinois. We'd go to breakfast together and everything, but we hadn't really talked since I left Illinois 7-8 years ago. And I got to tell you, he went from a fairly conservative guy to I don't know what. And he went from I don't know what to even more I don't know what. He's one of the only two Republicans on the January 6th committee. He's one of the most outspoken Republicans about impeaching Trump, and also one of the most outspoken Republicans about making sure Trump never gets back in office again. So with that, he is no longer going to be a congressman. He's not going to run for Congress anymore. But the reason why he's not going to run for Congress is because Illinois Democrats, despite him siding with Democrats a lot in the past 4 years, Illinois Democrats redistricted their state and they just wrote him out. Where his district was is now 2 Democrat districts. So if he's going to run for re-election, he wouldn't be running as re-election. He'd be running as the challenger, not an incumbent. And he's like, okay, forget that. So he decided not to run for re-election. I've got the audio for you coming up here next about what he has to say. Well, actually, let's go ahead and play that first, then we'll do Traffic on the Fives. Let's hear what he has to say in his farewell speech on the floor, on the congressional floor.
Had I known that standing up for truth would cost me my job, friendships, and even my personal security, I would, without hesitation, do it all over again. I can rest easy at night, knowing that I fulfilled my oath to the office. I know many in this institution cannot do the same.
All right. So if he knew that he would lose his job because he stood up for the truth. Wait, no. I just explained how he lost his job. He got redistricted out of his position by Democrats. Let's get Traffic on the Fives with Grayson Wolf.
This traffic update is brought to you by ECUA. We are checking in clear on our roads. I-10, I-110 not showing delays, as well as 29 and 90. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach also looking good. And throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, we have no delays. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report is brought to you by ECUA. This holiday season, ECUA encourages you to eliminate pouring cooking oil and grease down the drain. Keep your home's plumbing clean and on a fat-free diet. Visit livegreenecua.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Adam Kinzinger, he's become a disappointment. And this is just, this shows the delusion, or I don't know if you even say delusion or if it's just the spin that he's trying to put out there. Had I known that standing up for truth would cost me my job, friendships, and even my personal security, I would without hesitation do it again. It didn't cost you your job. It cost you, you lost your job because they redistricted you out of the spot. But I guess in reality, in truth, he could have ran as a challenger, but he knew that Republicans were not going to back him anymore. So he could run as a challenger for Congress against a Democrat, but Republicans weren't going to back him. So I guess in that sense, yeah, it cost him. Did he lose his friendships? I don't know about that. Maybe. Maybe it's his drinking problem that he's had. Oh, was I not supposed to share that? Oh, that slipped. My bad. But yeah, maybe it's his drunken bar fights that the RNC buried all the time. Whoa, was I not supposed to share that either? Oh, it sucks having insider information. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio, informative, local, dependable.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. By the way, with Adam Kinzinger saying, oh, I lost my vote, I lost my job, and all this other stuff, I pulled up his Liberty score under conservative review. It's an F. He's voted conservative for his lifetime as a member of Congress only 34%. And he claims to be a Republican. It's like, come on. You're claiming to be a Republican, but your votes have consistently pretty much always been on the far left. I mean, far left. So it's like, I don't know about all this. So by the way, let's see here. I can give you Matt Gaetz, our representative here, let you know what his Liberty score is. I haven't checked his for a while. He's a B, 84% of the time he votes conservative. So there you go with him. And only 16% of the time votes liberal. So I'll just give you a little comparison right there for what our congressman, how he votes compared to this, quote, Republican from Illinois, Adam Kinzinger. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Cordova Mall Ball is going to be held January 28th. At Cordova Mall, it's going to be the first time it's held indoors since COVID-19 began. It's Mardi Gras. It's the largest Mardi Gras ball in Northwest Florida, and it's going to support the Studer Family Children's Hospital at Ascension Sacred Heart. So you can get ticket information and other information on our website, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, lawmakers have another week to put together a big government funding deal. President Biden signed a continuing resolution to fund the government through December 23rd as negotiations are continuing. The U.S. is expanding its training of Ukrainian soldiers. The Pentagon announced they'll begin joint maneuver and combined arms operations this January. The Army will take roughly 500 Ukrainians per month and train them in Germany. Brittany Griner back home in Phoenix posting to Instagram offering her thanks to everybody that supported her and the White House for getting her home, also saying she'll use her platform to bring awareness to Paul Whelan and other Americans who are still in Russia. And finally, Military Times says a bill moving through Congress would throw a wrench into athletes who go to service academies that are able to apply for a waiver to pursue pro opportunities. This was recently introduced, moving through. And the reason it's so timely is because, believe it or not, Army actually has a football player that is ranked among the top 25 NFL prospects this year. Andre Carter, number 22, according to ESPN's Mel Kiper. Army hasn't had a first rounder since 1947, and only two players even drafted since 1969.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And I saw there's because there were some players from Air Force in the past that have been drafted, but then they end up having to serve their time, and so they end up getting there later. And so you've seen some of these things happen. So it'll be interesting to see if that
well, and this
that gets
it's
passed.
Somewhat recent where that waiver, because I mean that was President Trump who was able approved the waiver.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's been recently since you know the players have been able to just jump right into the pros.
Yeah, exactly. And I think. I guess this Army player got a lot of buzz that he might be, you know, like I said, might be a first round pick. So it'd be a good time to keep that going. So we'll see what happens with that. Got the Ice Flyers playing tonight, and then over the weekend we do have the World Cup. I haven't even talked about the World Cup this weekend,
but we got
the final game. Well, I guess the third place game's on Saturday.
Right.
And then that's Croatia and Morocco, and then Sunday would be France against Argentina. I'm thinking Argentina the favorite there. Lionel Messi.
Ooh, I haven't seen any betting lines or anything. My guess would be France would be a slight favorite. I don't know. My heart says Argentina. My head says France.
Yeah.
But okay. I think it's going to be really good. I mean, you're talking about destiny, and, you know, there's just, you know, so many people pulling for Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're talking, you know, from a historical context, I mean, if he's able to win on Sunday.
Yeah, didn't you say he'd be like only the second person since Pele or something to...
So that's that would be his counterpart on the opposing Kylian Mbappe, a French player. He's 23 years old.
Oh my goodness.
So to have two World Cup titles by that age with, you know, he's got at least two more World Cups to go. You know, obviously health and all that, but so yeah, to have two titles by the age of 23 would put him in a category with Pele, but Argentina, this is the, you know, this is Messi's last chance to get that World Cup title that, you know, the Diego Maradona, you know, the shadow that he's been trying to catch, you know, and it puts him in a whole level of different conversation if he's able to lift that trophy on Sunday.
Yeah, it does. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing delays, as well as 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola and 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. We have posted speeds. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. Coming up here next, got your jobs report update for you, and a little bit of things about the economy next right here on News Radio 92.3.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, let me get your jobs report update real quick. So last week was kind of a surprise because we're in this seasonal period where a lot of seasonal temporary jobs are available, yet we saw unemployment jump up dramatically, both the new filings for unemployment and continued unemployment. Continued unemployment went up 90,000 people. Well, this week it dropped down to 50,000 people, 55,000. So that's good. It didn't really make up for the number that stayed on there for last week, but it still did drop. So that's good. And also the new filings for unemployment dropped this week as well. Here in the state of Florida, we had about only about 700 less new filings this week than the previous week, but it's still a fairly good number. The thing is that more concerning is that the Philadelphia Fed says that the jobs numbers, as far as job available, like jobs available go, it's inflated by over 1 million jobs. That information just came out this past week. It was hardly covered by anybody, and that came from the Pennsylvania Federal Reserve. Another story I got from the Associated Press was talking about the number of people over the age of 70 who are retired who had to get back in the workforce because inflation. The cost of living has gone up so much, the money that they were retired on is not enough, and we're starting to see more and more people over the age of 65 or 70 who's already been retired having to get back into the workforce. Those who are getting ready to retire now are thinking they're going to have to keep working longer, all due to inflation because the cost of living has gone up so much. So that's a very tough story to hear. And finally, nearly 50% of kids ages 18 to 29 still live with mom and dad.
Hey, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all here's a reindeer pulling on a rein. Bells are ringing, children see it all as merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Top three stories here for you. New U.S. home listings fell to the steepest rate since the spring of 2020. The January 6th panel is going to vote on urging the Department of Justice to prosecute Trump on at least three criminal charges. And Elon Musk is facing growing anger over the Twitter ban of journalists that he says endangered him by posting his exact coordinates of for his location. Now, going back to the January 6th committee, I haven't said anything. I'll probably talk about it Monday. But look, when I look back at January 6th and I look at Trump's involvement with it, the only thing I think Trump did wrong was when the riots were happening, when the rally got out of hand, I feel like he could have eased it very quickly by getting on TV, by getting on Twitter, by getting on, I guess he was banned at Twitter at the time, but he could have got on YouTube. There's things that he could have done. He could have held a press conference, and I guarantee every news outlet would have said, yes, okay, we'll carry it. He could have gone on very early and says, don't do this. This is not who we are. Stop going up the Capitol. We're about law and order. He could have done that. So one thing he did wrong is he didn't do that, and I think the reason why he didn't do that until later. He did eventually do it, but he took his time. And I think the reason why he took his time is because he was okay with it. But that doesn't make what he did criminal. And that's the only thing he did wrong. He didn't tell people to go attack it. He didn't do this. I know there's people are trying to say, well, he might not did that publicly, but privately he was encouraging Antifa or QAnon or somebody. He was encouraging somebody. And like, come on. And you got to have some hard evidence on that stuff, not just your little conjecture, which you impeached him on the first time. So was it wrong what he did? Yeah, he should have. He could have done something, I think, to have staved off the crowds, and he didn't do that. But that's not criminal. I don't think he. But you know, we'll see what they come up with, and we'll see. And my guess is, what does this congressional panel have that the Department of Justice already doesn't have? So they're wanting to give criminal referrals to the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice, you know, they got to be sitting back there going, really? You guys don't know anything we don't know. And if we already, and what we have doesn't show any criminal negligence or criminal activity. So we didn't, that's why we haven't been pursuing him. What, you guys think you found stuff we didn't find? Come on. No, you're politicians. You're biased. You don't like him. You don't like the way he acts. And so you're taking what he acts and you're trying to, and you're taking what you feel like his motivation might have been in certain words and phrases and things, and you're trying to, that's not how the Justice Department works. We actually have to use real facts. We actually have to use real evidence, not we believe that his belief was. It doesn't work. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
NCAA football earlier today, number 24, Troy State beat University of Texas San Antonio 18-12. University of Alabama Birmingham beat Miami of Ohio 24-20. And on ESPN2, Incarnate Word is beating North Dakota State 16-0 in the first quarter already. 16-0. In fact, North Dakota State's about to punt already. It's 4th-7. So this is the semi-championship for the FCS, the football championship series. The NBA is underway right now. Atlanta Hawks with a big lead over the Charlotte Hornets, 40-24. Detroit Pistons are beating Sacramento Kings just by 1 point. And Boston Celtics lead Orlando by 1 point. Sorry, lead them by 4 points now. Cleveland Cavs ahead of the Indianapolis Pacers by 6 points. And same thing with the Toronto Raptors over the Brooklyn Nets. We should get the tip-off any minute on ESPN between the Golden State Warriors and the 76ers. When that game's over, ESPN will have the Denver Nuggets against the Lakers. NHL hockey is going to get underway here in about 15 minutes on ESPN Plus with the Chicago Blackhawks taking on the Minnesota Wolves. And then we've got St. Louis playing Calgary later and the Islanders playing Arizona. NCAA men's basketball underway. Xavier is beating Georgetown 53-48. That game's on FS1. And Delaware is beating Princeton 37-25. That game's on ESPN+. Later tonight on FS1 at 7:30, Creighton plays Marquette. The World Cup, of course, comes up on Sunday, where Argentina is going to be playing France. It'll be an early morning game on Fox, so you'll be sure to check that out. And then tomorrow is Saturday NFL. The Colts are taking on the Vikings. The Ravens are taking on the Browns. And the Miami Dolphins are taking on the Buffalo Bills. Those are all three Saturday NFL games. Jacksonville Jaguars are going to be playing the Cowboys on Sunday. The Buccaneers are playing the Bengals. Saints are playing the Falcons. And on Sunday Night Football, the Giants are playing the Commanders. Monday Night Football is the Rams against the Packers. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
We still have some slow-moving traffic on Blue Angel Parkway. This is going to be as you're approaching the 98 intersection right near the Winn-Dixie northbound, seeing some slight delays. Other than that, we're checking in clear on I-10 and I-110, as well as 29 and 90. See something else on the road, just give me a call to 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Make sure to visit Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thousands of migrants are forming lines at the U.S.-Mexico border. Forming lines. Yeah, they're not coming across right now. What? Yeah, they're just forming lines, though, getting ready to come across. For what? What are they waiting for? Yeah, you know what they're waiting for. The end of Title 42. So the Title 42 was a policy that expelled certain illegal migrants based on the basis of spreading COVID-19. And it is set to end now. And when it does, that's when they're planning on coming across the border, because they can't get expelled as quickly. And so over 2,000 migrants were lined up against the border wall in El Paso waiting for Title 42 to expire. Some of them didn't even wait, though. As we know, last weekend, initially it was reported there was 1,500 illegal migrants who crossed the Rio Grande into El Paso. Now it's being reported it was over 2,400 that just crossed the border over the weekend. We have a record number of apprehensions already. Last year was a record number. We're already looking to beat that number this year. Absolutely bizarre. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Oh, boy. There's this young 24-year-old girl from New Jersey who said she got a nose job because she couldn't breathe. Couldn't breathe very well. She thought she had a deviated septum. So she... I guess she had breathing issues and her septum must be deviated. The only cure was a nose job. Then the plastic surgeon was up inside her business, inside her nose, and scraped out a giant rock of snow. Giant rock of, yes, cocaine, yeah. And then he says, "Bet you can breathe now, honey." Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. Now, apparently, she's been wanting a nose job since she was a teenager. Always wanted a nose job, and so she still went through with the whole thing. But, yeah. A giant rock of cocaine stuck up your nose?
For how long, too?
Yeah, exactly.
Ugh.
This is... so weird. Just like, and she's laughing about it. She thinks it's hilarious. She's like, all my friends think it was so funny. And it's like, what in the world? Like, whoa. Apparently she's like an aspiring model. So kind of gives you a little insight in that scene. Just, oh boy. All right. There you go. Watch how much coke you do, because you might get a rock of cocaine built up inside your sinuses. Oy vey. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Just text, hey, Bobby, do you know how many commercial farms are reportedly larger users of illegal immigrants picking peas in the field, etc.? I don't know how true that is or it's actually been, but I've heard for many years from rednecks, you might say. So going back with that, yeah, So we actually have a lot of, whenever you talk about illegal immigration, we got to crack down on illegal immigration. You actually have, this is not a Republican issue, like Republicans like, we got to crack down. Because I cannot tell you how many Republicans I've talked to that says, if we crack down on illegal immigration, our commercial farmers are going to hurt and they're going to suffer. Because those are the guys who are picking the peas and all this other stuff. And you're like, what? Well, that's not good. And they're like, well, Americans won't do it for the labor, you know, for the price that they will do it. And it's like, that's because it's not fair wages. Like, you're killing me here. It's not fair wages. So that's what we do. Well, if we pay them a, quote, fair American wage, then these commercial farms will have to close because we can't sell the vegetables and all this other stuff at a price that other countries can sell it for. Yes, and that's why we put tariffs on those other countries, because they're paying unfair wages. So we put tariffs on them so that their prices of their products are the same as our product. There's the, like, come on, don't make excuses to pay somebody peanuts. All right. Now, a lot of the laborers, though, are not illegal. What happens is they come here legally on a work visa. But then what happens is they go, look, I'll be willing to pay, get less money when my visas expire if you let me stay here. Find a place for me to crash. I'll stay here. I won't go back. I'll even take less money. And that's what happened. That's how there's so many illegals working on commercial farms. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. Quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Plus, we got your weekend movie preview. Stick around.
I really can't but stay. Baby, it's cold outside. But baby, it's cold.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So we got your weekend movie preview coming up here in a minute. We'll talk about Avatar 2, plus DC Universe really shaking some stuff up with some news this past week. A couple of big players in the DC world, actually three big players in DC world, not going to be doing their jobs anymore. We'll talk about that, but first let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom.
Yeah, Bobby, officials from both sides of the political aisle warning a humanitarian crisis could be unfolding in El Paso, Texas. That's because thousands of migrants are being forced to sleep on the freezing streets of the city because shelters are overwhelmed. That's because the policy known as Title 42, which gave officials authority to turn away any immigrant, is expiring next week. Postal Service reminding everybody about the deadlines to mail Christmas packages. You have until tomorrow, December 17th, to get any regular ground service mail off. Priority mail must be sent by Monday. So important dates as folks are no doubt going to be Christmas shopping throughout the weekend there. Maybe you're in the market. Maybe your son says, hey, I've been watching this Lionel Messi guy playing the World Cup. I want his jersey. You're not going to find one anywhere. Oh. Adidas says they are completely sold out worldwide ahead of the World Cup final. So you're not gonna find one for Christmas. It's like the Turbo Man this year.
I got you.
And we were talking about this last hour, Avatar. I heard that there was a showing at 12:30?
12:45 at the AMC Bayou. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I just can't even fathom. I mean, any movie, let alone a 3-hour movie. If you go to a 12:45 showing of Avatar, you are making the conscious decision that you are choosing to sleep somewhere else.
Probably, yeah. Being that long. Now, when I was in my young 20s, I used to go see midnight movies. I used to love seeing movies at midnight. And one of my most memorable movie experiences was watching Waterboy in the theater, midnight movie. I was in my young 20s. It was me and a bunch of other college. I mean, the whole place was filled. It was all college kids. And it's like every time Bobby Boucher tackled somebody, it was like we're at a football game.
Uh-huh.
Everybody jump out of their chairs and cheer. And it was like one of the most memorable. It was a midnight showing, but that was like an hour and a half long movie. You know, like,
yeah, right.
Not 3 hours and 10 minutes. And so, oh boy, that's a big one.
Yeah, you wake up and you go to the Waffle House, I guess. That's the game plan.
Yeah, you might as well be up at that point. It'd be 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, and you know, like you said, you can go get something to eat because you'd be starving afterwards. So you go get something to eat. And by then, it's, you know, 5:30, and you might as well just stay up. So, yeah. All right, Gracie, let's get traffic on the fives.
We still have some slight delays on Blue Angel. This is going to be if you're headed northbound towards 98. We do have an accident right near the Winn-Dixie. Other than that, we are checking in clear. I-10, I-110 not showing delays, as well as 29 and 90. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for
a weekend movie.
Weekend movie preview here for you. We just mentioned Avatar 2, and it's starring, of course, Sam Worthington, Zoe Saldana, Sigourney Weaver's in it. Jake Sully lives with his newfound family formed on the extrasolar moon Pandora. Once the familiar fret of Earthlings returns to the planet to finish what they previously started, then he's got to work with his family and all the other alien race in order to try to protect their home. So there you go. Avatar 2. I hear it's visually stunning. It's made for IMAX. It's made for 3D. I hear it's not really like compelling though from reviews I've been reading. So, and like we mentioned, 3 hour and 10 minute long. There's a midnight showing tonight, 12:45 a.m. And so by the time I got done with the trailers and the previews and all that stuff, you're talking about 4 a.m. by the time it gets done. Like, wow. Okay. That's a lot right there. If you're interested in something on DVD or digital download, you've got and by the way, tomorrow for some of the showings for tomorrow are already sold out on Saturday for Avatar 2. Like some of the matinees, they're already sold out. So it's probably going to do pretty well in the theater. And yes, if you want to go see it in IMAX 3D at 12:45 tonight, the movie ticket is $20. So just as a heads up right there. Let's see here. If you want to see something DVD or digital download, you've got The Woman King. I have been wanting to see that. Ticket to Paradise, Lyle Crocodile. In the DC world, I got to let you know about this. This past week alone, DC Universe, with James Gunn at the helm now, who is the guy who made the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. James Gunn is in charge of DC movies now, and he announced no Wonder Woman 3. So no more Gal Gadot for Wonder Woman. Earlier this week, it was announced that Aquaman, played by James Momoa will not play Aquaman anymore. Instead, he's still going to be in the DC Universe. He's just going to be playing a bad guy, anti-hero Lobo. And then just today, it was announced that Henry Cavill will no longer play Superman. Instead, they're going to focus on younger versions of Superman and like earlier on in his life. Oh my goodness. That was quick. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You guys have a great weekend. Talk to you again on Monday. Bye-bye.